You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or just visit WynNBet.com and get started today. And make sure you download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Yes, sir. We are back here again, another episode of the WNBA Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Really Ralph, Villain Ralph, Ralph Emmer Jr. And I'm on a heater, to say the less. To start this season, 8-3 ATS. Now, I'm 1-3 in my locks. I have to do better there. I admit, I understand. 1-3 in my locks does not get it done. But 4-0 on my dogs is 100% the degeneracy I need to start the WNBA season. I'm trying to tell you right now, this is a magical run that we're going on now. And guess what? It's times two. Because every guest I brought on, my co-host, everybody is hitting their dogs. Everybody is going out here giving you 110%. If there was a WNBA version of Whoop That Trick, it would play right now. Right now. My guy is with me, Scott Reichel. Scott, what's going on?
Chilling as of right now, but you finally hit one of your locks. You're finally. Now 1-3 on it. I'm still 0-4. I'm 0-2, but hopefully the third time around I actually hit the lock here.
I said the third time was the charm, too.
I can't really say that both of my original locks were, I'd say, terrible picks. I think they were both pretty somewhat bad beats. I know the Liberty team total got there despite scoring 12 points in the first quarter, which was unfortunate. Then, of course, I had the Aces in the last game against the Mystics. They were up by double digits at the half and then completely fell apart in the second half. So they had shots, just didn't work out in those two, but... You know, looking forward to turning that around, but the dogs have been nice. I ended up hitting the Fever first half the last time we were on. I know you had the full game there, so we both cashed. But overall, I'd rather hit the dog than the lock, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're getting plus money on the dog. So you're in profit.
Yeah, I'm still
betting. If you've been betting our locks and our dogs, you are way in profit. Let's just go ahead and say that right now. Especially if you've been betting the money line and you've been betting the spread, you're in profit.
Well, the dream cashed as a dog at plus 280 on the first episode. So I'm definitely...
Yeah, I think the Liberty were like plus 200, something like that. Not far off.
I'm definitely still profitable. I'm not really concerned about that, but it does sound good to hit the lock and the dog from my experience.
It sucks. It sucks because when you think about it, I'm 1-3 in my locks, but I'm 8-3 ATS. So everything I've missed has been the games that I've locked up.
Yeah.
It's extremely frustrating as at a point, but it's all right. The tide is turning. This is why we need drops, because we need that drop that the fellas always use. It's easy to see a tide turn. All right. Well, to make sure when you're betting the WNBA basketball, you head down to WinBet, because WinBet has a bet $50, win $200 promotion where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And, of course, don't forget to get involved in their same game parlays, build your own bet feature. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a three-leg build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. A great way to take advantage of the NBA playoffs. There's so much to choose, and all you have to do is download WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com to get started today. Offer such a change, terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in a state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Look, I'm trying to tell you, if you've not tapped in with that Manscaped, go ahead, get tapped in now. Trying to tell you, it's that time. They got, look, I'm going to just break it down for you easy. This is how I'm going to break it down for you. Go down to Manscaped. Manscaped.com/SGP. Promo code SGP. And you get 20% off and free shipping. Boom. That's the first thing. Second, get that Performance 4 package. Trying to tell you, LED trimmer with the LED light, waterproof in the shower. Get all in the crevices. Got the light, the flashlight on it. Weed whacker. Go in there, get your nose holes, get your ear holes, get them cleaned out, hearing great, smelling great. Then you go and you got the crop ball preserver, crop reviver, freshen up everything down there. And then you finish it out with the Plow 2.0. But you don't use the Plow 2.0 down there. Please don't use the Plow 2.0 down there. That's not the lawn clippers. That's the up top clippers. That's not the lawn clippers. Use the Plow razor, that straight razor up top. Shave your face, get a nice clean shave going, fellas, and you're good. You're good for the day. You are great. It's amazing. It makes a great gift. Father's Day's next month. Great Father's Day gift. Go ahead, look in, tap into that. So 20% off, free shipping with the code SGP at Manscaped. Trying to tell you, just look, landscape your Manscaped, fellas. That's all I'm saying. Just landscape your Manscaped. All right. Okay, Scott, we got three games on the slate today. We don't have money lines, but you can infer how juicy these money lines are because all three of these games are pretty high up on the spread.
I have money lines.
Oh, you do? Oh, great.
I can just tell you what they are when we bring it up.
Yeah, all right. So we have the Dallas Wings traveling to play the Washington Mystics in D.C., Mystics are laying 7.5, 159 on the total.
I see -350 and +270.
All right. So Mystic just came off of a win against the Aces. Are we looking at a letdown spot here? Aces were the championship favorite. Still are, to be honest.
Yeah. I would say it could potentially be a letdown spot if they didn't have several days off leading up to this game. That game was on the 10th. They have not played since, and now it's the 13th. So I do think having the extra rest could prevent a letdown spot in this situation. It's also still extremely early in the season. Do you think letdown spots truly exist this early? Or do you think it's something that happens more often than not later on in the season?
I think a letdown spot can absolutely be early on in the season, especially if you feel like that going in, your team was underrated and you thought nobody thought you even had a chance. Like, I'm pretty sure while the Mystics, everybody was like, you know, they have a shot. They're going to make the playoffs. They'll be better. But with Tina Charles out the door, they're like, okay, well, it's still the Aces. The Aces, you know, go and get it done. Aces were a 5-point favorite in that game. Mm-hmm. So I think there is remnants a little bit of a potential early season letdown, especially for the Mystics. And looking at this Dallas team that just lost to the Dream. I mean, the Dream came into the season one of the worst teams in the league. Now they're 2-0. So I think that Dallas feels like they could play better ball than they played against the Dream. And I think the Mystics are riding the high just a little bit of beating Becky Hammon in the game.
I think I'm more concerned about the fact that Natasha Cloud might not play. Now, she did not play in the second game. They won anyway, which makes the win over the Aces even more impressive. But she scored 18 points in the first game, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and she is still in COVID protocol. So I'm assuming she's not going to be playing in this game. So let's assume that she will be out. I think it's pretty safe to say that Natasha Cloud is the team's second best player. Can I say that?
Yep, very easy.
So I know that the Mystics at home are definitely an attractive option because of the fact that I still don't think the Wings are very good. But do I really want to lay 7.5 with a team missing its second best player? I think I'd rather not, but if I had to pick one side or another, I'd probably lean to the Mystics anyway. I think I'd lean to the under, but I don't really feel great about it. I know that they scored 89 points against the Aces, but they only gave up 76. And that third quarter defense where they gave up 7 points in the entire quarter was next level. Mm-hmm. But you're looking at the defense so far for the Mystics. They've given up 76 against the best team in the league, 66 against the Lynx, and 70 against the Fever. So defensively, they've been very good. I do think this total seems a little bit high.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd lean under. I guess I would lean to the Mystics, but I kind of have no interest. I think my favorite play is probably the under.
I am going to take the Mystics in this game because
I really don't like Dallas.
Yeah, and Dallas shot 21%. 20% from the field in that game against the Dream. And while the Dream are looking a lot better and light years ahead of where everybody had them pencil in, Ryan Howard is absolutely a stud.
Mm-hmm.
This Mystics team is still a playoff team. They're still a playoff team. They're still a really good team. And I don't think that this Dallas team is up there just yet to keep up with this Mystics team, especially after the showing that they had against the Dream. And the fact that the Dallas is still missing Tierra McAllen, who's playing overseas right now, and that's their big presence on the inside. I do think it's a lower scoring game. I do think that the defenses show up a little bit more, but I'm not banking on Dallas. I like the Mystics. I like the Mystics minus eight, and I feel pretty comfortable about it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I would have easily have locked this up if Cloud was in the lineup. So I guess that's the one thing holding me back, but a team total of 76.5 for the Wings. Yeah. I understand they shot 24% from the floor and 21% from three against the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
But 76.5 against the defense that's been putting the clamps down against the best of teams up to this point, I don't think Dallas contributes much to the total. So I'm going with the under.
Yep. All right. I like it. Moving on. We have the Las Vegas Aces playing the Atlanta Dream in Atlanta. Aces are laying 6.5. I got 167.5 on the total. No, they're laying 8.5. A lot. This line jumped. The Aces are laying 8.5. I got 167.5 on the total. Okay. If you were nervous about laying 7, are you nervous about laying 8.5?
I'm a little bit nervous because it was just 6.5 about a minute and a half ago. So now I don't exactly feel as good about taking the Aces on the road. I really did like the 6.5, but now, unfortunately, I don't think that's an option. Does it truly concern me?
Games or something.
Yeah, well, the thing about the WNBA, of course, is that it's a less bet league compared to others. So let's just say it takes a lot less to move a line. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So you will see a lot of line fluctuation all the time leading up to games. So keep that in mind. If you see a line you like in the WNBA, bet it early because these lines are going to fly one way or another and try to make sure you get the best line you can. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's really difficult to fully evaluate what happened with the Aces' last performance because they were up 13 at the half. It looked like they were going to coast. And then the Mystics really turned it up in the second half, outscored the Aces 24-7 in the third quarter, and then won the game. So it seemed like the Aces completely just fell apart after half.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta's 2-0. Props to them. I'm sure some people thought they would not win two games all year. Just kidding. There's a lot of people did not think they would be very good. And right now they're undefeated. Had a nice win against the Sparks. Very impressive. Also had the win against Dallas we talked about before. Shout out to them. They cashed my plus 280 against Dallas in the first game. But I do think that my favorite play in this game is going to be Aces first half at around minus 4. Just because of the fact that you talked about a potential letdown spot for Washington after beating the Aces. I'm expecting Vegas to be pretty focused for this game because they had a pretty well-known reputation. Basically one or two games in of being the best team in the league. And don't get me wrong, I still think they are the best team in the league. But if you're looking for any reason to get a little bit of an extra motivation this earlier in the season, I do think blowing a 13-point halftime lead against a team missing its second-best player is enough grounds to give them more motivation. I think the Aces come out hungry tonight. I think the Dream are going to look pretty good, but the Aces are still a massive step up from the Sparks and the Wings. I really like the first half for Vegas because I do think that the loss is still kind of lingering a little bit in their heads, and I think they'll do whatever they can, especially under Becky Hammon, who is a great coach, to really get back on track. Give me the Aces first half, minus four. I think they're up by potentially nine at halftime.
Yeah, I like it, and I like the full game. I think the Aces go out here and really bounce back from that loss that they had. And the fact that I know, you know, this is insider information, but, you know, I'm living in the great state of South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, to be exact, where Asia Wilson played basketball. And I know for a fact that they have secured tickets, packed buses, and there will be traveling from South Carolina to Atlanta to watch Asia play this game. I'm not fading that. It's about to be like a South Carolina Gamecock gig in there. I'm not fading that at all. I love it. I absolutely love the support for Asia. And I think that this, again, this Las Vegas team is light years ahead. They have the size on the inside with Asia, with De'Erica, and they have the outside shooting. I think that the Mystics game was a wake-up call for them.
Rakina Williams might also play for the first time this season.
Even more. So I think that Mystics game was a wake-up call for them. I think this is a good bounce-back spot against Atlanta Dream. Atlanta Dream are kind of smelling themselves a little bit, 2-0. They come back down to light. They get blown out here. I like the Aces, minus 8.5.
Blowout's the key word. Of course, they can win by 12 and they still cover. I think Vegas might win by 20 tonight. It would really not surprise me.
Yep. All right. Moving on to the last game in the slate, we have the Indiana Fever traveling to play our New York Liberty. 8 p.m. East Coast time. Liberty are laying 6.5. What's this total? I lost the total. Oh, 159.5 on the total. I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm not laying 6.5 with our Liberty. Not yet.
I'm not either.
I'm not doing it yet. I think
I'm even more annoyed, by the way, that I had really the team total under in game one. They went over, and then they scored 50 points in game two. Just to really annoy me. They decided to score a flat 50 against the Chicago Sky. Not fun, but I feel like we're going to have the same points here. Indiana's not a good team, but they're not awful. They have talent.
They're fun.
Mitchell, I think, is good. Once again, the shooting numbers have to improve a little bit. Now shooting 42%. It was worse. So I guess give her props for what happened in game two. But the main issue that I saw in the first two games, which is obvious, the Liberty get killed inside every time. They can't rebound. They beat Connecticut despite getting outscored by about 27 in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at a team laying a bunch of points and they have a hard time rebounding and a hard time of just really stopping any other team getting to the rim, and you have Kelsey Mitchell, you have Smith, who's averaging 9 rebounds per game, even Queen Egbo, who's averaging 6 rebounds, Indiana has size. So mm-hmm. I do think they actually can do some damage on the interior. And I think that's going to really be a problem for the Liberty all season long. I think Indiana's got a shot to win the game outright. I'm taking the points.
Yeah, you basically hit it on the head. Nalisa Smith and Queen Egbo are the two that I'm looking for in this game that can dominate the rebound. Nalisa Smith already has a double-double on this season.
I'm also looking at Nalisa, but those three.
Yeah, I said Nalisa.
Oh, you did. Sorry. I thought you said, okay. Because there's an Elisa and there's Alana. So you can argue both. You should watch.
Yeah, really both. It's just a lot of size. I think it's way too much size, to be honest.
That's how I feel.
And Destiny Henderson's playing great as a point guard. She just proves that Dawn knows how to send league-ready point guards out of South Carolina. And then you have the two Mitchells where they're still balling. Kelsey Mitchell just coming off of a 26-point game against the Lynx. This team is fun. This team is fun to watch. I am with you. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the money line. I think that the Fever can get up for this game. Mm. And especially playing in New York, and I'm not really sure what to make sure. Like, literally just had two different games on two separate sides of the spectrum. And then we just throw in that this is a Commissioner's Cup game as well. I mean, hey, so I'm with it. I'm not trusting the Liberty just yet. I need to see what they're going to do about the size of the Fever. It's really going to be between the size of the Fever and the guard play of the Liberty, because I think the Liberty do have slightly better guard play.
I think the one concern Indiana would run into, and the reason why the Liberty won the first game against Connecticut, is the fact that they basically need to force turnovers in order to win. Mm-hmm. And Indiana does turn the ball over 16 times per game. So I do think that there is a framework for the Liberty to potentially cover this. But if you're going to dominate the glass, which I think Indiana's going to do, I'll trust Mitchell and the other guards to do enough when it comes to ball security. I'll take the second chance points, which they should win rather handily.
Yep. All right. Before we get into our lock and dog segment, let's talk about Athletic Greens in their AG1, because look, this stuff is great, guys. It's got 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day off right. Supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. And guess what? It costs less than $3 a day. Come on now. It's less than $3 a day. Invest in your health. Health is wealth, people. I try to tell you, I plead this all the time. Health is wealth. So this is what we're going to do for you. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. And after you take care of your body health, take care of your internet health, because you got to make sure that nobody's out here stealing your passwords, private details, and all of that. So tap in with IPVanish VPN. Look, it's easy. I use it. Tap of the button, instantly protected. It even hides your location. Your location can even be hidden. Come on. Who wouldn't like that? So this is what you do. You tap it in, tap a button, log in with your computer, your tablet, your phone, your Fire Stick. It doesn't matter. You get unlimited devices, and it doesn't slow down on your speed at all. Super easy to use, and they're giving you 70% off their yearly. And to like getting nice for it's crazy. That's IPVANISH.com/SGP. All right, Scott, it's time for the critically acclaimed segment. Lock and dog. Sir, what are you doing today?
So, of course, I obviously like the Aces and the Mystics, but I'm going to have to get creative with it. For me, my lock is actually going to be on the Wings team total under 76.5. I just think that's way too high. I get that the Wings shot terribly, like historically bad from the floor in game one. They have not played in a while, a couple of days, and you're looking at the Mystics defensively. If you hold the Aces to 76, why would I think the Wings are going to get to 77? I really don't get the number here. And if you look at last year's results, the Wings went under in two or three meetings. The one time they went over, they scored 77. But the Mystics defensively have been very good. Once again, 70 to the Fever, 66 to the Lynx, 76 to the Aces. You're looking at the Wings playing for the first time on the road this season. I'm not sure if they're going to suddenly shoot the lights out on the road. I doubt it. But the Wings have not played since May 7th. They've had basically 6 days off. Mm-hmm. I think that they might come out rusty once again. I'm going with the team total under. I think 76.5 is kind of ridiculous. I think they'll finish with somewhere around 71.
All right. What's your dog?
It's going to be the Fever. Right, we're going to have the same dog, because I know both of us like the Mystics and the Aces tonight, but I got to go with the Fever. If you're going to give me roughly a 2-to-1 price, you have to excel at something. Mm-hmm. And rebounding is going to be that place where the Fever excel, or at least interior scoring, because the Liberty have a bunch of guards who are pretty good. The big men, not so much. The big women, I should say, not so much. So I'm going with the Fever. I think they can do enough on the glass to generate enough second chance points and keep this game close, potentially win the game. But I get the fact that the Sky are the champions. You really got blown out by 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good look for the Liberty. I think the Fever are pretty live to win this game. I'll take the Fever plus 205, plus 215, whatever line you can get.
All right. For my lock, I am going
You're going to, with the Aces?
Is it the Aces or is it the Mystics?
You could parlay the two of them on the money line if you want to do that.
I could. That would be cool.
It's about minus 150 if you do that.
Let's go with the Mystics. Even though they don't have Cloud, I'm just not seeing enough. I didn't see enough from this Dallas team against the Dream to make me think that they're going to relatively be in this game. They're missing their big man down low, and so I'm not sold. So yeah, give me the Mystics here, and then yeah, Fever, but I'll take them in the first half.
Okay, cool.
All right, everyone, that rounds out our slate. We'll go ahead and get up out of here for you, give you the rest of your day back. Catch us on the NBA channel. You know where to find them, at Rashad Radio. Look at Really Real _, and we are going to have a, hopefully I hit my lock today. I really hope I hit my lock today.
You already hit one. Let me hit mine.
Yeah.
They're correlated, though, so we can both cash.
All right. Well, we're going to whoop that trick, and we're going to keep it moving. All right. I have no idea how I'm going to end the podcast. So let's end it like this. We are out.